Author and journalist Hector Tobar says that his dad used to deliver the Los Angeles Times. And that is the paper for which Hector has now been writing for more than 20 years. In his career as a journalist, Hector has served as both a national and foreign correspondent for the LA Times. He was also the Mexico City bureau chief. He received a Pulitzer Prize for his work as part of the team of reporters covering the 1992 Los Angeles riots for the Times. And more recently, he also received a string of honors for his third book, The Barbarian Nurseries, including the 2012 California Book Award Gold Medal for Fiction. Just recently, Hector visited PCC. He gave a presentation about his life and his work, and afterwards, we had the chance to talk about his advice for future generations who want to do the same thing he's doing. What happens if your kids come to you and say, Dad, I want to be a journalist too. I want to be a writer. What will your response be?
Wow. That's a great question. I think that it's really hard to be a journalist because there is in this culture both a respect and a disdain for people who earn their living writing words. There's a sense that it is a superfluous activity, you know, at the same time that people admire meeting an author. I think it takes a lot of fortitude and a lot of passion to be a published writer and some talent, you know. But I think it's a really, really long haul. I feel sort of like I started from behind. And I feel like only when I was in my 40s and 50s did I really sort of start to hit my stride, you know. And so I would tell them to be patient, you know, that if they wanted to do that, if that was their passion, you know, I think the only reason to really become a writer is to feel that you have something to say and that you love words. And so if they had that passion, I would definitely encourage them.
With that thought in mind, be patient, have the passion, know that you have some talent. What other advice might you give to our reporters here at The Courier, the student newspaper?
I think that it's creativity in journalism is something that is never, very rarely is it a mandate, you know? Very rarely would an editor, you know, or a publisher go out and tell people to be more creative in their work. And yet, it is really what separates, you know, the successful from those who merely carry out duties. You know, that's what makes you stand out. You know, no one tells you to use your imagination to think of what a good story might be, but precisely there's a hunger for that, you know? I think there's a role for creativity in the reporting of the truth, right? Because there's so many obstacles that we need to overcome as storytellers. People are jaded. People think they've heard all the stories that they've ever heard, that they need to know. And so there is a way that we need to use our imaginations, our vision, to find stories that communicate truths that people know and feel, but haven't really had it presented to them in a way in which it really hits them, a certain truth, you know? And I think that I really feel for people starting off in journalism now because, you know, in times of austerity, in times of reduced budgets, people tend to sort of throw creativity out the window. And yet, you know, it's essential to use imagination and artistic flair in the art, the craft of storytelling. Because journalism, in all its forms, whether it be on the radio, whether it be in print, is a form of storytelling. And so metaphor, character, setting, all the elements of good fiction apply to that craft of storytelling. And they should be studied and respected, and people should engage in them and surrender themselves to the study and passion of pursuing that craft.
What steps did you yourself take when the LA Times gave you what you said in your presentation, you got what amounted to a B rather than an A, and you didn't care much for it. How did you then put creativity into your storytelling?
That's a wonderful question. I tried to tell big stories in an intimate way, and I tried to tell intimate personal stories and give them a big scope, you know? That was what I did. I was really fortunate to be at the LA Times at a moment when long-form journalism was encouraged, you know? Back when I was starting out, you know, it was very common for any writer to engage in a project that might be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 words long, you know? Now, you know, past 1,500 words, you're going into risky territory at the LA Times. But I was there at a time to be, you know, when I was encouraged. And so I responded to this editor telling me, don't be afraid. You know, he was essentially telling me, don't be afraid of your own creativity. And I responded to that, you know, with, you know, a torrent of story ideas, scenes. You know, a lot of my stories were built, feature stories were built around scenes, characters, ideas. You know, I remember writing about the jail, you know, and the mentally ill in the jail, and just going out and collecting the amazing scene of the jail, you know, mental wards, and of the city, of places where all these men, especially, who are going to circulate into the prison with, you know, schizophrenia, being arrested over and over again, and going out and seeking those places. And so I was, you know, I responded to this one particular challenge from an editor with just, you know, going out and exploring my city and looking for scenes and stories and characters.
If people could get one thing from your writing, from your stories, which are on your website, or from your new book or any of your three books, what would you want them to take away from your work?
I think that I'd like people to just simply enjoy my stories as an act of witnessing and an act of imagination. You know, I think my novels are, for me, they've been, writing them as this enjoyable process of having taken all of my experience as an observer, as a journalist, and using so many of them to create works of the imagination. And so I would just like them to enjoy reading them and enjoy a little bit of what I'm reflecting back about the world that we live in those works.
Hector, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thanks.